Something that you may have discovered if you're a regular listener to this broadcast is that you almost have to listen every day to follow the direction that I'm going sometimes. So just as a reminder, you can always go to the podcast. Type in Pastor Jack King, Tallahassee. You'll find it there. And you can go back and listen to the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday episodes of this particular broadcast. We're talking about a man by the name of Joab. We've titled the message, The Hand of Joab. Joab was David's captain of the host. As I said yesterday, he was also a very brutal man. And yes, he was also, I believe, a military genius. And the way that he became captain of the host was that when they were about to take the city of Jebusun, which later became Jerusalem, David said to the men, he said, the first one that's across the wall will be the captain. And Joab succeeded, and he became captain of the host. But I mentioned yesterday that he was also a brutal man. He murdered a man by the name of Abner, because when Abner had kind of had a little run-in with Ish-bosheth, his puppet king in the northern kingdom of Israel, he left and he went to David to make a league with him. And David made Abner temporarily captain of the host instead of Joab, and that's why Abner had murdered his brother Asahel, that's why Job killed him. And the thing about Job is that you never want to be looking him in the eye. What you want to be looking for is, where's that left hand? Because just as sure as you're not watching what he's doing, he'll put a dart in your fifth rib. And usually what he would say, and then he said this to Abner, he says, How's your health, brother? That's what he said to Abner. He says, how's your health, brother? And then he put the dart in his fifth rib. So question, this is where we're going, is how do you deal with a person like that? And I'm not necessarily talking about a person who's a murderer, but I'm talking about a person who can be manipulative, domineering, overbearing, very, very difficult to work with and to even be around. And to know this person can also be dangerous. But the first thing you have to do is you got to recognize. You got to know what it is you're dealing with. If you're seeing a person that's controlling and manipulative and self-centered, ambitious, and yes, dangerous, well, that's a person that we have to be careful about. Because what happened, if you're not very, very attentive to this, these people can get a hold of your life, and they can control you, and they can bring a lot of misery and pain into your life, even to the point to where you find out that you're not even living your own life. You're living your life according to their pattern, and it's making you miserable inside, and you lack the courage to stand against them. Well, I've been in some situations in my life to where there were people who were controlling. Maybe not to the degree of what I've described as in the hand of Joab, but yet they wanted to run my life. And I had to grow up a little bit. Or maybe let's just say I had to grow up a lot to deal with these type of personalities. Because if I had not, I believe they would have destroyed me. Pastor Jack King with a gospel on the radio broadcast.